Thank you, Madam Chair. With regard to this article, I'm having the same reservation as expressed by Panama. We have not yet positioned ourselves on the element of identifying collective rights here, the collectivity of it. In fact, the DDPA itself doesn't go as far as to say that there are collective rights, and for us this is really a key question. The UN Declaration on Indigenous Peoples has it, and the UN Declaration on Peasants also has references to rights that peasants have individually and or collectively. But yeah, this is really an important element in the text, so if you could note that down for us as well. When it comes to the first sentence, we believe it is worded a bit strangely. The rights of people of African descent are human rights, and we would suggest that maybe we could have a look at, again, the UN Declaration on Indigenous Peoples, where the framing of Article 1 is crystal clear, in my view. It says Indigenous peoples have the right to the full enjoyment as a collective or as individuals, that's to be discussed, of all human rights and fundamental freedoms as recognized in the Charter of the UN, the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, and international human rights law. It's super straightforward. It says that they have the full enjoyment of all these rights, and it refers to the Charter, the Universal Declaration, and international human rights law. I'm a bit reluctant towards the idea of relevant international human rights instruments, because relevant, I mean, either it's international law or it's not, so you want them all for people of African descent, right?